It's a recording for Tosfos in Maseches Makos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Dimar HaMaschil, Elohein HaGolan. It's the first Tosfos in the second parak. Tosfos says the following: B'yimeihem hayu hagagim shavin. In those days, the roofs were flat. Lo hayu mishupoyin kemo shalana. They were not slanted like ours. U'kesha osem hagag, when they would make the roof, tochen osel betit, they would spread tar on top of it. So they wanted to even out, they wanted to smooth out the tar that was on top of the roof. They would take an oblong stone, some type of a stone that was round, but with a little bit of a lengthy shape to it, what we call nowadays an oval. I'm reading according to the Bach. V'yesh lo beis yad arukim umagolim. I'm sorry, it had a long handle. Umaaglim osa al pnei kol hagag lahashvos hatiach, and they would spread it across the face of the entire roof in order to even out the cement and the tar that they would spread. V'hainu dekarula magela, and that's why they called it a magela. Now, the reason we're discussing this Tosfos is in contradistinction to Rashi. Right, Rashi's discussed over there. We'll read the Devar Maskel Hayu Ma'agav Ma'agela. He says, Tachin Hayu Gagosein Betit. Right, they used to spread the tar on their roofs. V'hagagos lo hayu mishupoyin, aval hatit mishapin ma'at, kedesh yazuvu hamayim. So the roofs were not slanted, but what they used to do is they would have a buildup of tar in order to slant the roofs so that the water would flow off of the roof. So they said they used to take this piece of wood, as opposed to stone, that doesn't really make much of a difference to me, but Rashi calls it wood, and it had a handle. And you would push it the way of the slant. And then you would pull it back to yourself. Right, and then you would push it again. Right, and that would cause the tar to spread out and to be smooth. Right, and then when you would push it, it was called ma'agel, and when you would pull it back, it was called moshech. The shame eats magila. That's what we call the magila. Now, what Rashi is stressing here is that there was a downward slant to the roofs, as opposed to Tosfos, who holds that there was simply a straight roof. There was no yurida or aliyah, and therefore, when Rashi would call it ma'agam ma'gela, so that would be called derech yurida, as opposed to moshech ma'gela, that would be called derech aliyah, as opposed to Tosfos, who does not differentiate between aliyah and yurida in this case. So this plays into the sugi that we were learning. Does it need to be aliyah versus yurida, or is it simply a case of karov le'ones versus shogig?